Just make yourself comfortable, and I want you to lie or sit with your feet and hands not quite touching. And when you're comfortable, look up as high as you possibly can, because every time you look up, you get a burst of alpha brainwaves, and then you go into the most suggestible brainwave there is. So fix your eyes at a real or imagined spot overhead and just breathe in and breathe out. Take another deep breath, breathe in, breathe out. And just one final time, breathe in, keeping your eyeballs up. As you exhale, just close your eyelids right down, all the way down. And as your eyelids shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. And each time you blink, that's hypnosis coming upon you. And that fluttering sensation in your eyes is the first sign that you're responding. It's called REM. And you only get REM, rapid eye movement, when you're going into hypnosis or in a deep dreamlike state. So just let yourself go deeper. Just allow that drifting, floating feeling to continue. It really helps now if you just drop your chin just a little so you really feel that same looking down feeling that you might get as you look over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. And as I count backwards, you're going to see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet treading each step. So let's begin now. You're moving on to step 10. As each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9 and 8. You can see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet treading each step. As you move down, drift down, travel down to an even deeper level. You're taking step 7 and 6, going deeper with every number I count. You're taking step 5 and 4. As each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 3 and 2. As you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level, you're taking step 1, just go deeper, sink deeper, drift deeper. And deeper just means going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You are going deeper into your own internal state. And every time I click my fingers and say the word sleep deeply, you're just becoming more and more and more relaxed. Just go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. And as you go deeper, you're drifting to a healing level. In this healing level, your subconscious mind is receptive. It is taking in everything. And as you're taking in everything, I need to tell you something really important. I need to tell you that you are absolutely lovable. So you begin to know that you're lovable. I see many, many clients all over the world who feel unlovable. I see so many people who really want to attract love and have a loving relationship, but they're not open to love because they feel unlovable, or because they feel so very unlovable, they reject all the love that is around them. But the truth is, you are the most lovable thing. You came onto the planet as the most gorgeous, lovable baby, and you knew, too, that you were lovable. If your parents took you home and shut you in a cupboard, you would have screamed for days because you would have been certain that somebody was going to come and love you, because all babies know they're lovable. In the same way, if you buy a puppy or a kitten, it will bounce out and say, look at me, how lovable am I? But if you kick it enough, of course, it will hide behind the fridge and go, maybe I'm not so lovable after all. You came onto the planet certain you are lovable. And you exist because you're lovable. And we all come through our parents. Some of our parents don't do a great job of loving us, nourishing us. But the truth is, whoever you came through, the universe created you. You came through the universe. You came through your parents. But the universe put you here. and the universe that put you here will support you in absolutely everything, most especially in knowing that you are lovable. So every time you play this recording, and you play it a lot, because it has the most stellar, the most profound, the most healing effect on you every time you play this recording. You know you are lovable. You accept yourself as lovable. You believe in yourself as lovable, and you see yourself as lovable. And something rather wonderful is happening to you, because you know that you are lovable. Everyone around who is beginning to recognize and to know that you are lovable too. Everyone around who is beginning to see that you are lovable. People all around you are beginning to see that you are lovable. You are massively increasing your sense of self-worth and self-value. You're increasing your level of self-esteem. You are increasing every day your level of lovability and your awareness of just how lovable you are. And people around you, too, are increasing their sense of your lovability and their awareness of just how lovable you are. You can only love another person to the degree that you love yourself. And another person can only love you to the degree that they love themselves. And the most important step to having and growing and sustaining a loving relationship is to know that you are lovable. You know you're lovable. You remind yourself of this truth every single day. You know you're lovable. Now that you know you are lovable, you are only attracted to people who also know that you are lovable. You're only attracted to people who also know that they are lovable. And now you can have a loving relationship with people all around you. Because the truth is, love is available to you. Love has always been around you. It may not have felt that way, but from this moment on, you know that you are surrounded by love. You're not a helpless child depending on love to survive. You're a grown-up person able to choose love. You're surrounded by love, and you choose love. You choose to be loving. You choose to know you are lovable. You choose to give love and to receive it back. And the more love you give, the more you get back. The more you get back, the more you have to give. You are absolutely lovable, and you feel and you experience that joy of recognizing that you are a lovable person, living around other lovable people. Love is available to you, and you are completely open now to being loved, to giving and receiving love. From this moment on and for the rest of your life, you are developing a powerful belief in just how lovable you are. You accept yourself as lovable because you are lovable. And every day when you're playing this recording at home, you can say these words out loud. You can say them in your head too, but out loud is better. So say them out loud now. I accept myself as a lovable person. I easily express love and affection and approval. I so eagerly accept the love and affection that surrounds me now and always. I'm filled and nourished by the love that surrounds me. And I fill and nourish other people with my love. I deserve love because I'm loving and lovable. I give love and I receive it because I'm loving and lovable. I'm unique. I have special qualities. There's no one else in the world quite like me. There hasn't been before, and there won't be again anyone exactly like me. I have a place in the world. I'm meant to be here. I belong to life. Life belongs to me. I approve of myself as a loving person, and the universe that created me is supporting me in everything I do, most especially in knowing and recognizing that I am lovable. You say these words over and over again. Very soon these words go with you. They stay embedded in you. They have a powerful, healing, all-pervasive impact on you. And even without this recording, you hear these words. And you remember that you are lovable. You do easily express love and affection and approval. You do easily accept the love that surrounds you now and all the time. And you are so wonderfully filled, nourished, sustained by all the love that is around you. And you equally fill and nourish and sustain other people with your love because you're a loving person, you're a unique person. You're meant to be here. You matter. You are significant. You're important to life, and that's life. Why? You're important to life, and that is why life put you on the planet. It's why it made you unique. And the same universe that created you supports you in everything you do, especially in knowing that you belong, that you matter, that you are significant, and of course that you are absolutely lovable, always have been, always will be. So just let yourself go deeper. And as you go deeper, you are lovable. You're not your past. You're not your childhood. You're certainly not your bank account. You're not the numbers in your bank account, the numbers on your scales. You're not your age, your weight, your size, your shape. You're not even your body. These are all the wrappings. What you are is lovable. And if you've had any doubts about just how lovable you are, even if you want to resist believing that you ever thought you weren't lovable, just remember you're in good company. Marilyn Monroe, Princess Diana, and many, many other people like that too had great problems believing they were lovable. They needed the whole world to love them because they didn't think they were lovable. And even when the whole world did love them, it didn't really help them because they didn't ever believe they were lovable. And so you can see that the person who really has to love you is you. No one else can do it for you. If you want a wonderful person to love you, you have to love you first so that you know you're worthy of being with that wonderful person, so that wonderful person knows that you are worthy of being with. Marilyn needed the whole world to love her. And she said once, I have to belong to the whole world because I've never belonged to anyone or anything in my life. And that's really sad because the truth is, you don't need to belong to the whole world. You don't need the whole world to love you. You need you to love you from this moment on. You are doing a stellar job, a phenomenal job, an impressive job of knowing you are lovable. You don't need to chase love. You don't need to work for love. You don't need to earn love. You certainly don't need to beg for love. You don't even need to crave love because you are love. You are lovable. You are love, and love is all around you. And you are letting it in. Some of the most important words you will ever hear in your whole life are let it in. And you are lovable. So as you say those words, I am lovable, and as you let that in, it is changing your life in the most incredible way. You don't need to chase love. You don't need to run after love. You don't need to pursue it or work at it. You don't need to earn it or beg or plead for it. You don't even need to feel its absence. Love is all around you and you are letting it in. And it's having a wonderful effect on you. And even if right now you think that you are all alone, it's okay. Because the more you remind yourself of just how lovable you are, the more you begin to be surrounded by people who love you and are loved by you. You are lovable. And I want you to think of all the words you'd like to hear. You see, we all have a missing piece. Everyone has something that they wanted to hear. I'm a good kid. I'm a loving person. I'm a great son or daughter. I'm smart. I'm lovable. I'm cute. I'm nice. I'm good company. So I want you to think about what it is you most wanted your mother or father, your brothers or sisters, your grandparents, your teacher, a relative, your partner, even your own children. What is it that you most wanted to hear? We all want to hear the same thing. I'm lovable. I'm a good person. I'm nice. I have something to offer. I matter. I count. I'm significant. So one more time, I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you most want to hear? What is your missing piece? And now I want you to say it to yourself. I am. Finish that sentence and say it out loud. I am lovable. I'm a good person. I'm a great kid. I'm kind and lovable. I'm wonderful. I'm beautiful. Just keep going and say everything. And remember as you're saying this that the most important words you'll ever hear in your whole life are the words you say to yourself and believe. The most important opinion for you is your own opinion. When you need other people to tell you good things, it makes you needy. And when you tell yourself good things, you grow in lovability. And you're growing in lovability right now. So just one more time for just a few more minutes. Just think about the piece that's missing, the praise you didn't get, the words you didn't hear. And some people wait 20 or 30 years to hear some praise from a parent who isn't even on the planet. Don't wait. Say those words yourself. They'll have more impact. They will heal you more. They will benefit you more, so whatever you wanted to hear, needed to hear, would like to have heard, didn't get to hear. Say it now. Say it out loud. Say it with feeling. Say it like you mean it. Let it in and remember. Your mind learns by repetition. Just keep saying those words out loud right now. Keep going. Say them again. Your mind learns by repetition. Repeat them more. And just one more time, say those words out loud. No, they are going in. They are having a wonderful effect on you. And I want you to play this recording a lot. I want you to play this recording every day for at least 3 weeks, and then even longer. And after 3 weeks of constant, continuous repetition, you can then play the recording once or twice a week. Remember, your mind does what it thinks you want it to do. You want to know, to recognize, to accept, to believe, to really feel with every part of your being that you are lovable. And your mind gets that, it understands that every time you play this recording. Your inner mind, the most driving part of you, is motivating you, conditioning you, compelling you, programming you to know you are lovable. And these words are having such a powerful effect on you. They are overruling any negative words. You're replacing any negative thoughts, words, beliefs with new, powerful, constructive ones. As you understand that you have so much power, to recognize how lovable you are and to have other people recognize it too. And you are using that power every day. Every day you play this recording, you go to a deep level. Your body is controlled by a network of intelligence, which is influenced by your own mind as you play this recording. You drift so deep, you go to a level where you are influencing your mind influences your body. You influence your mind, you have made up your mind, set your mind, programmed and conditioned your mind to accept, to know, and to remind you in the most wonderful biofeedback on a regular basis that you are lovable. And all you do every day is hear these words, think these thoughts, see these images. Just hearing these words is causing your mind to picture and to manifest exactly what I am describing. You hear these words, your mind sees these images, and then it creates them. You're remembering that you were born lovable. As you remember this, you are reactivating it. And as you reactivate it, you are remembering how lovable you are with one part of your mind and forgetting all the doubt with the other part. Remembering everything you need to remember, forgetting everything that you need to forget, and responding wonderfully to these direct mental commands. You're changing your thinking. You're changing your very belief system. That is changing your biology. It's changing your biochemistry. You radiate lovability. It's all so easy. It isn't even what you do. It is such a permanent, powerful, wonderful, liberating, healing, and freeing part of who you are. And this image of you as lovable, this image is so real, so clear, so lifelike. It is so attainable. It is you more so with every moment that passes, because everything is in the right place at the right time, motivating you, conditioning you, compelling you to know you're lovable. You don't even need to look over or around or why it was anything other than that, because every level of your mind, body, and psyche knows whatever went on in your past, you always have been. You always will be lovable. You're lovable now. And as you know it, believe it, feel it, see it, experience, and let it in, you can slowly, calmly, easily, effortlessly return to your full awareness, feeling transformed, and feeling that transforming is ongoing. So on the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, feeling wonderful, feeling proud of yourself for doing this, and most of all, feeling and knowing just how lovable you are. Just open up your eyes, fill up your lungs, take a long, deep breath. But of course, if ever you play this recording in bed at night before sleeping, you will right now drift into the most healing, wonderful sleep. You will dream the most healing dreams, and you will go to bed every night. Wake up every morning reminding yourself and knowing the truth. You are lovable, always have been, always will be. And you can sleep on that wonderful truth right now.